Pure me is the substance. Through which we can arrive at complete consciousness, through which all the aspects our identity can be unified as one self. As much as it is a bridge between the conscious me and the I am, it is at the same time a bridge between I am and all the relative dimensions of me. The bridge through which our soul can enter our personality, our human existence, perception. To become a one self, which is the highest goal of our evolution. For becoming that one self is not enough to awaken the light of I am, or to establish the foundation of permanent consciousness. All that multidimensional organism of me has to be unified, merged. Into its fundamental nature, which is the consciousness of pure me. While its essential evolution is based on continuous and deeper surrender into the I am, pure me, in order to become complete, has to embrace all other aspects of our me existence. When there are areas in our consciousness that are functioning autonomously, mechanically, that they are fragmented, disconnected from our essential light, it points to dissipation of energy. Our energy is not unified. our mind, personality, on some level can be seen as an energy system. And there's so much energy being wasted, not moving, fluctuating, without any purpose. When pure me is awakened, there are two directions to our further evolution. One is merging of pure me with I am, as we said, through constant surrender. Crossing that bridgeless bridge. And becoming that new self. That arises from meeting of pure me with I am. And the second direction of our evolution is the transformation and alignment and merging of all other aspects of me with the light of pure me. The more pure me is rooted in I am, the more it is empowered in transforming the other aspects of me. There are two approaches to transformation of our relative me, including that thing that is commonly called the mind. One is that we experience our human existence, our thinking processes, our perceptions, our relations, all the layers of the relative me from pure me, while having embodied our pure me. If you can imagine that you experience your observer, for instance, observing, checking, thinking from pure me. It is no longer the same observer. It is no longer the same thinking. The observer becomes linked to that which is real. And this connection has a profound effect on its own sense of self. On the other hand, all these layers of me that exists on a more relative plane than pure me they all have a sense of me. And they all are connected to intelligence. They all are in certain relationship with pure me as well. And this relationship the correct relationship implies that eventually they will choose to surrender. A relative me is choosing to surrender to pure me. To give you an example, you experience the observer from your pure me, while firmly abiding, being rooted in pure me, which gives you a sense that the observer is an extension of pure me, not something separated, disconnected. But simultaneously, you, as the observer, are in relationship to that pure me from which you are experiencing the observer. And the observer can choose to surrender into that which is already containing him. So it is a mutual connection, mutual relationship. It is a profound subject, what it really means to be one consciousness. If you look at your practice, at your meditation, at your difficulties, the majority of them are related to the fact that you are fragmented. You are not oneself. You are not in control of your internal consciousness. Different parts of them are functioning by themselves and most often are not in harmony with your pure nature. To be in control is not to use a primitive power of will, the observer. But to embody consciousness that is much deeper than the observer. That is containing all. And has the power to absorb, unify all the aspects of your identity, all the aspects of mind, intelligence. meditators want to experience silence, mostly what they call silence is a state of suspension. Their mental faculties are being suspended, or the observer is being suspended. That is not a real silence. The real silence enters your reality when you become one self. It's not that there is something apart from you that is producing thoughts in your head, disturbing your silence. That which thinking by itself against your intention is that which is not integrated, not unified with your pure nature. Pure me is the key to transformation of human consciousness as a whole. And how it is done, how it is happening, has to be intuitively understood so that you can cooperate with that process the most efficiently. Embodying pure me, which is the very base, the ground from which your evolution into becoming one self can begin, is fully interconnected with embodying the I am. Embodying pure me and surrendering and merging pure me with I am are two sides of the same movement. And then there is a relationship with all the other relative aspects of your me, consciousness, mind. The step number one is to experience everything, all the layers of me and how they operate from your pure nature. And your pure nature is a unity of pure me and I am. Because pure me cannot be pure me unless it is rooted in I am. If your relative me is operating in disconnection from your pure nature, it cannot transform. It must be linked to higher consciousness. It must be linked to light. the relationship between relative me and your pure nature is mutual. Your pure nature is embracing your relative me, so that you feel as if the human in you, your mind, everything is experienced in the space of your unconditional self. And then your relative me, from its own perspective, is growing into readiness to surrender more and more, is giving itself up, is allowing pure me to dissolve it. It is not being dissolved completely. It is the excess that is being dissolved, the unconsciousness that is being dissolved. And what remains is that which is supposed to remain, the natural, relative self, which is performing its natural, relative functions without creating any sense of separation, or without tainting in any way the state of unity with our fundamental nature. Relative self becomes one with consciousness and reaches condition of true transparency. The empowerment that we speak of so often is first a result of embodying our light, and then integration, unification of the whole consciousness. Everything that is not integrated, not unified, is weakening our light, is disempowering our identity. That waste of energy that is constantly happening has to end. consciousness is arising from that mysterious nothing, moment to moment, whether you are recognizing it or not, this arising is constantly happening. This is how creation operates. Because you are getting used to your consciousness. That's why your sensitivity to its arising is being numbed. The continuity of consciousness is the continuity of creation. When consciousness is truly conscious, is in correct relationship with the space from which it arises, with its source, the moment it is arising, it is surrendering. So that before it arises again in this very now, it has already surrendered. That in true reality is called balance. So it is not that first you are conscious and then you surrender. Surrendering and being conscious are the same, are supposed to be one. If they are not the same, if they are not one, that is the basic flaw that has to be corrected. You are conscious onto surrender. Surrender, surrendering is the only correct way to be. Surrender is not in conflict with creation. It is not like you want to dissolve, escape into samadhi So you don't have to exist in creation anymore. Surrender is the essence of creation. And it is the source of true creativity, the source of true life.